back tomorrow, so he's totally disappointed. Yeah. Not here, though.
Okay, before we start learning today, I have to make an announcement that tomorrow I'd like to say the shiur at 10 o'clock instead of the regular time. Okay? This gigantic Tosfos, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, famous Tosfos, a lot of topics that appears in a few Masechtos. So the Tosfos, Adima Maschon Shenemar, we left off in the middle of Shenemar. Tosfos raised the question, why did the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel and the Mishnah in Gittin, when they had this argument, by the Chatzi Eved b'Chatzi Ben Chorin, when the Kofin is Rabba b'Osa Osa Ben Chorin, or before that. We left off in the middle of two sentences. We left in the middle of two things, yeah. One thing was, I mentioned that at the end of Perek Cheskes Habatim, the Gemara says, I forgot, Mamash, it's the last two lines in the Perek. At the time, after the Churban Bayisheni, so the Balabatim thought, Dinhu shenigzar atzmeinu shelo lisa isha lehodet banim. We're just bringing more Jews into the world so the Nazis will have more Jewish people to kill. So we should really not have, we shouldn't have any children. So then the Gemara says it's a good idea, but the people are not going to do it. People form love, they want to get married. Can't tell the people they shouldn't get married. So we mentioned that Tosis there was bothered with Akasha, the Tosis, I forgot where it was. That next to the last Tosis, there in Samach Amud Beis, Dinhu, Shenigzar al Atzmeinu. So Tosis says, what do you mean? How can you make a gzera de Rabbanim that you shouldn't have any children? It's against the Beferish of Pasuk, Gru Revu. So Tosis says, you're right. It means we should make a gzera, we shouldn't have more than a son and a daughter. After you fulfilled Pirei Rivia, then the Gemara says, in the end of Habal Yevimta, that's where the whole Sugya Pirei Rivia appears. So the Gemara says there that there's an Inyan based on the Pasuk in Koheles, Rabbeinu Ra'as Arecha V'la Erev Atanach Yadecha. So there's an Inyan to have more than a son and a daughter. So that's Amidas Chassidus Medirei Kabbalah. So that Midas Chassidus we should do away with now. But the Gemara never had a Havamina that they should make a Gzera that you shouldn't fulfill. You can't make a Gzera that Rabban Kenega Doba HaMeforish Batar. That's like that Taz. So we mentioned that the Ramah in the first page in Ebenezer, when they quote the dinam of Pirei Berivya, so they write in the days of the Gemara, if a man wouldn't want to get married and have children, that would be koy for him. How would it work? I'm not sure exactly how many koy for him. The girl has to agree to marry him. I don't know. So it would be koy for him. Tosfos and Ardaf says, how come you're not? Why is it only by a chatzi eved b'chatz mechorin, a male eved k'naini? But if it's a shivcha k'naini, it's chetze shivcha v'chetze b'chorin. So the Gemara in Gittin says they were only mishachar her because noga b'minik epke, because people were mizana with her. But if not for that, they would have left her in limbo. Why isn't the same as the men? So the answer is that women are not mechuyev in Pirei Rivia, but if you hold women are mechuyev in Shabbos, and then you should be koyf for the Odin to be mishachrer, the chatz shivcha v'chatz machar. She's also stuck in limbo; she can't have any children. So Tosfos says it. That's a question. There's a steer in Tosfos and different mesichtas whether women are mechuyev in Shabbos or not. So here the Tosfos asks on that side that women are mechuyev. If you hold women are mechuyev in Shabbos, how come we're only kaif for the Odin to be Meshach, the Chetz of Shivcha, the Chetz Baschurin, in the case of Noga Bominik Hepka? Otherwise, you're not kaif. So Tosfos answers, because even after we'll be Meshach, what if she won't want to get married later on? So we won't be kaif for the women. So they're not Mukhiv and Pir River, you won't be kaif. If it would have been a man, we would have been kaif. But if it's a woman, we're not kaif. That's what the Tosfos answers. So that's based on the Gemara and Yavam. The Gemara says, if a man doesn't want to get married, you kai for him to get married. So the Ramah writes in Siman Aleph and Ebenezer that din doesn't apply today, because since by right we really should have been bidin hushanigzar al atzmeinu, we shouldn't have any children at all, The Rambam's quoting a Marcha, and Marcha doesn't agree with this Tosfos that Bedinush and Nigzar al Tzman only goes on La'er Batanach Yodecho. After you already have a son and a daughter, you shouldn't have more children. The Marcha learns they should have done away with the whole mitzvah deraisa. Yeshkach, Yachacham, Lakadam, and Atayra, Bishavi, Altasa, even to be Yoke, the whole mitzvah, Mikoloko. So that was a machlokes, the Rambam, Bishem, the Marcha against this Tosfos. That's why I mentioned that Rav David Cohen from Flatbush put out many, many Svarim. One of the Svarim is entitled Divrei Haraz HaTaz HaYodua. This is the Taz HaYodua. The Taz has in three places in Shulchan Aruch, he has this idea that Beznik cannot be Goyzer Exera the Rabbanon to be Oikel Legamrei Adin in the Chumash. Why not? Why not? The Taz doesn't explain it. Why? Why not? So the Pashto is because we mentioned this on different occasions. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnah is printed in the back of Brachas. The Rambam writes that Mishnah is the body of the Torah Shebaal Peh. So what? How many parts are there to the Torah Shebaal Peh? So the Rambam says there are five parts. So he says, Halacha Moshe Misinai, that's clearly Torah Shebaal Peh. Then he says, you read in between the lines in the Chumash, you have Midrash HaTorah and the Dreshes, Ben Yav Klal, Prata Klal, and Dovishay Bechlav Yatzman HaKlal HaLamed, and so on. That's also Galvachaim and Binyan Aboli. This is also Torah Shabbat Peh. Then we have a third part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Pirushim Hamukubalim LaMoshe Misina. You have traditions that the word Pre-Eitzah means an Esrit. Or let's say, what else? What else? A whole bunch like that. Arboim Yakenu. That's what it means. That's what it means. The Pirush HaMilus is like that. Ayin Tachasayim, that is not to be taken literally, it's just a melitza. Every language has certain phrases that if you look in a dictionary that just has words, you put together the whole phrase, you're not going to come up with that. But if you have a dictionary of phrases, then they'll tell you, that phrase in English means this. I remember years ago, there used to be a movie about during the Second World War, so the American army was sending messages to the from America to the soldiers and back again. So they wanted to tell them that they shouldn't go. This is what they said in the movie. Maybe it's not true. So they were sending in code. They were sending messages, and they were trying to send the code that the Nazis wouldn't be able to break the code. They wouldn't be able to figure out what the message was. So they wanted to send a message that the army shouldn't go in a certain route, because there's snow there, and they won't be able to go. They'll get stuck. But they didn't want, they were afraid the Nazis would decode it, they'd figure it out. So they wrote everything in American melitzas that one whoever's not born in America would never heard of the expression. So in America, there was an expression, the great white way. So the great ... way. So they meant that it's snowing over there. So the Nazis couldn't figure out what that's supposed to be. You look in a dictionary, the great way, put it together, it doesn't mean anything. But if you know the Melitza, so every language, there are expressions. So that's Pirushim, HaMekubalim, and Moshe Messina. There are certain phrases in the Chumash that we have a tradition that it means that. Then the Rambam says, these are the three parts of Torah Shabbat Peh that are Minatar. Then the Rambam says, there are another two parts of Torah Shabbat Peh, the Gzeres de Rabbanon, and the Takanas de Rabbanon. The Gzeres are a Lois essay. You're not allowed to handle muksa, you're not allowed to write with your left hand, you're not allowed to eat chicken and milk, you're not allowed to carry in a karmelist, the Gzeres Rabbanon. And then the mitzvahs and Rabbanon, to light Neris Chanukah, to read the Megillah, and all the mitzvahs and the Rabbanon. So the Rambam sounds like he says that once they made the Takanas Rabbanon, the Gzeres Rabbanon, they blend in to become an integral part of the Torah Shebaal Peh min HaTorah. And when you learn that, when you're mechuyev, the Chayvus HaGabra, to observe the mitzvahs and the Rabbanon, only with the Rabbanon, since the Chayvus HaGabra is only Midrabbanan, so if you have a Sofik, you say Sveika Midrabbanan Lekula. But when you learn the Dinim Midrabbanan, that's a Talmud Torah Derais. That's a Mitzvah Derais. Because all the Dinim Midrabbanan blend in to be part of the Torah Shabbat Peh Min HaTorah. So that's probably the reason why we have a Klal usually called the Tikkun Rabbanan, carrying the Derais and Tikkun. When the Chachamim make a Din Midrabbanan, they pattern it after Dinim Derais. So the building blocks of the Dinim Midrabbanan have to be concepts that exist on the level of their eyes. So that's probably also why that's the svara for this taz. The chacham have a right to make a gzera that you shouldn't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, shouldn't shake a lulu when Sukkot falls on our Shabbos. Fine, Because it doesn't say explicitly in the Chumash, but if they're going to make a gzeir the rabban, she never blow shofar gzeir shami isak and kleshir, because the mashmiya kol gzeir, that's the Bach's kasha. The Bach answers, you can't make a gzeir the rabban to do away with the pasuk in the Chumash. Why not? If you're afraid shami isak and kleshir. The answer is because they wanted all the dinim the rabban to blend in, to become an integral part of the Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. When you learn a dinim the rabban, it should be Talmud Torah, deraisa. So if you're going to have a din in the Chumash, you have to blow shofar. And din in the Rabban, you never blow shofar, period. So how can that blend in to become part of the din haraisa? It's an obvious contradiction. If they're going to make a gzeirah the Rabban, you shouldn't blow shofar. Sometimes Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. So the pasuk in Chumash says, 95% of the time, 90% of the time, you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. But Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos. There is no befeirishit pasuk. It's understood that you blow shofar on Shabbos also. It's not a malacha. So why shouldn't you blow shofar on Shabbos? So there the Chachamim can make a gzeirah d'rabbanan that'll blend in to become part of the Torah Shabbat Pem and HaTorah. But they're going to be oiker and mitzvah, mikol v'kol. It's an outright contradiction. There's such a Maharam. On the bottom of the Marshal, we always have the Maharam Lublin. So the Maharam Lublin has tshuvas also. So there's one tshuva in the Maharam Lublin that in the older editions, the printers felt it's risky, so they left it out. But they were kind enough not to skip the number. So I think it's Kuf Lamed Ches, if I'm not mistaken. So the Chuvas Maram Lablin go Kuf Lamed Hey, Kuf Lamed Vav, Kuf Lamed Zion, Kuf Lamed Tes, Kuf Lamed Ches is missing. Because it was a very dangerous Chuvah about Dina and Malchusa. Dina, when do we ignore Dina and Malchusa, when do we not ignore it? But we have the old editions of the Chuvas Maram. So they reprinted it, they reprinted that Chuvah. So in that tshuva, he talks about the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "How do you? There are arba mises bezin skila sreifa herig vechenik." So what does it mean sreifa? So you don't burn the person alive. You take metal and you heat it till it melts, and you pour the metal down the throat, and you have sreifa. It's neshama beguf kai. The body is still intact, but it burns out as kishkas and it dies. Okay. So the Gemara said that's the correct way to do Sreif. So the Gemara tells a story, the Bavli tells a story. There was one of the Amoraim who lived after the days of the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Tanoim, most of the Tanoim lived after the Churban. The Amoraim for sure lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So one of the Amoraim, there was a Bas Koyin Shezinsa, so she's supposed to get Sreifa. So he kifua chavila is Maris. He took the girl while she was alive and he burnt her to death. He burnt her alive. So the Gemara says he made two mistakes. He made one mistake, that's not the correct way to do Sreifa. Then he made another mistake, that you don't give Aramis's Bezim, as man as that. The Gemara says 40 years before the Churban Abayis. Churban Abayis took place, usually somewhere around the year 70. So 40 years before was the year 30. So in the year 30, the Sanhedrin, which is supposed to meet in Lishka Sargosis in the Beis HaMikdash, so they went into self-imposed exile because they saw they're not able to control a bunch of gangsters and murderers going roaming around in Eretz Yisrael. And they saw they can't control what's going on. So they felt it's not right. They're not allowed to sit in the Mekovedic position to be members of the Sanhedrin if they can't control all the wild things that are going on. So they resigned. So they left, and they didn't meet any longer in the Lishka Sargosis. So the Gemara says the Amora made two mistakes. So the Maharshal, So the Maharshal on the bottom of the Marshoa has a comment on that Gemara. He says, "In any kecholik ala Gemara, I have no right to argue with the Gemara." On halacha, but he says historically, maybe the Amora didn't know what he was talking about. Maybe the one kasha farenf is the other. There is a din. The Gemara has a din. Bezna makmi anshin shalem and a din. Sometimes Bezna has the right to give the death penalty, even though the person doesn't deserve it. The Gemara says when they made the gzera the rabban that you're not allowed to ride horseback on Shabbos. So there was one wise guy who didn't want to listen. He's observing the din in their eyes. So the Gemara says they gave him skila. Even though he only violated the din d'rabbanan. And another person had the relations with his wife in public, so they gave him malchus. Even though, strictly speaking, what loisesed did he violate? they felt that that was pritza, so they gave the malka. So the Gemara says, "Bezem akam yanchin shalem and adin." So then the loshon abraisa, that's a braisa in Megillah Steinus. Everybody knows what Megillah Steinus. Megillah Steinus is called the Megillah. It was written down at the Rashi says in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos. Megillah Steinus was written down when the Mishnayos was still being recited bal peh. Megillah Steinus starts when Nisan Yer Sivan goes in the order of the Jewish calendar, and it lists off all the holidays that were introduced by the Rabbanon during the period of the Bais Sheni. And then the Gemara in the first parak of Rosh Hashanah has all machlokes. Do those Yomim Tovim only apply Bizman HaBais, so that they still continue to be observed after the Churban HaBais? And it was a big debate in the days of the Tanoim and the days of the Amoraim. In the middle of the days of the Amoraim, they finally paskin Batlam Megillah Steinus, that those Yomim Tovim are only to be observed Bizman HaBais. All the Yom Tov in the Gemara says, Atzad HaShav Shavim, all the holidays in the Megillah Steinus all revolve about the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever there was a major donation in the Beis HaMikdash, whenever there was a major tikkun, something was straightened out. The Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash and they were observing Shavuos on the wrong day, always on a Sunday, other things. Whenever there was something to do with the Kuna Gedoyla, the Sanhedrin, or the Akrobus HaKarbonus, or the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or whenever the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle. So they saved the Beis HaMikdash from being destroyed or being defiled. If the Chashmonaim would have lost the battle, Beis HaMikdash would have been used by the Goyim for Avodah Zarah purposes. It was a nice, beautiful building, so they would use it for Avodah Zarah. So whenever the Chashmonaim, today when Tzal is victorious, there is no Beis HaMikdash. There is no rule that you make a Yontif whenever the Jewish army is victorious. Whenever something wonderful happens at the Beis HaMikdash, then you make a yontif. So whenever Chashmonaim were victorious, they saved the Beis HaMikdash from destruction or defilement. So that's why most of the Yom Tovim have to do with the victories of the Chashmonaim. And others have to do with other aspects in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says that, that's what Megillah Steinus says. And Megillah Steinus usually doesn't have any halachas, usually just quotes the Yom Tovim in the Rabbanan. Every other week there was another Yom Tov, Sunday, Yom Tovim. One day, 5 days, 8 days, Chanukah was 8 days. And the Maskana of the Gemara is all the Yom Tovim and Megillah Steinus were batlu, except for two, Chanukah and Purim. These are the only two that still exist today because apparently they're still relevant. All the other Yom Tovim and Megillah Steinus only have to do with the second Beis HaMikdash. Now Chanukah and Purim apparently has to do not only with the second Beis HaMikdash, it has to do with the third Beis HaMikdash as well. So that's why these two were exceptions to the rule. So once in a long while, the Megillah Steinus throws in a din. So one of the din, this Gemara in Sanhedrin is a quotation of Megillah Steinus that Bez the Makam Yonchen Shaloim and Adin. Bezin has a right to give Malkus, even though it's Keneged Adin. They have a right to give Misa, even though there is no such din. And then it adds on a line, the Gemara quotes this in Sanhedrin, adds on a line, V'lo la'avar al dibetera elaka de lasa siog la Torah. Bezin doesn't do this, la'avar al dibetera, but rather kade lasa siog la Torah. So the Maharam Lublin has this in his tshuva. He said the same as the Maharshal. They were at the same time. They were contemporaries. They each one lived in a different city. So they both say the same thing. What kind of Eloshin is ever loyal? The Bezin has a right to give Malkus a Misa, Shaloi Kedin, V'lo La'avor al Dibet Torah, but they're not interested in violating the Dinim, L'kedei La'asa Siog La'ter. Of course, La'avor al Dibet Torah. What kind of ridiculous statement is that? So the Maram and the Mashal both say like this. This Amora, who gave the death penalty to the girl, it was after the Churban HaBayis. After the Churban HaBayis, no Sanhedrin. There's no more din nefashot. So it's shaloi kedin. So the din, but they felt that it's necessary to give it a death penalty. But la'lav adi retarki, you can't do exactly kenega the din in the Torah. The Torah says how to do sreifa. You pour the melted lead down the throat. If you're going to give sreifa today, v'zman shein beis hamikdash kayim, then you're a violation of the din. You're not supposed to give Arbin Misa's Bezin today. So that's why the Amora did it in an abnormal fashion. He burnt her alive. That's not the way you normally do Sreifa. There is no din. You only do it Bizman HaBayis, you don't do Bizman HaBayis. You never do it like that. You never do Sreifa by burning the person alive. So that wasn't in violation of the law of the Torah. You have a right to violate dinim in the Torah. Yes. Yeshkel, Biyar Chachamim, The Gemara said, Yeshka b'chacham lakadam atar b'shei v'al tas l'doris. Let's say the chacham made exeret the rabbanim. Whenever Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. And every couple of years, every so often, Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so we don't blow shofar. But if they want to violate something, b'kum b'yasei, we say, ein kach b'chacham lakadam atar b'kum b'yasei. The rabbis do not have authority to allow the balabatim to do isurim b'kum b'yasei. Like the Reform and the Conservative rabbis, they have more authority than the Orthodox rabbis. They can permit the balabatim to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos. They can permit them to intermarry. The Reform and the Conservative balabatim give their rabbis more authority than the Orthodox give. But we don't give so much authority to the rabbis. They don't have authority to be oikah b'kum b'yasei. L'doros, but l'shoah, yes, the Gemara says, whenever it's l'hoi rosha, l'migdam milsa, you say, yeshkach v'achachamim, even l'akadom benatar b'kum b'yaseh. So the Gemara gives this example. There's the makam yanchen, sh'loi menadin, l'hoi rosha, l'migdam milsa, even though it's akiras dov benatar b'kum b'yaseh, you're killing an innocent person, you're giving malchus to an innocent person who doesn't deserve malchus amisa. That's the din, yeshkach v'achachamim, l'akadom benatar b'kum b'yaseh. If it's only the Hayra Shoa in the Migda Milsa, you feel that you're going to accomplish something important with that. So then it's Mutta. So that's what both the Maharam and this Tshuva, Kuflam and Ches, I think, that they left out from quite a few editions of the Tshuva's Maharam, and the Marshal printed on the bottom of the Marshal, on the Daf, on Nun Beis on the Beis, they both give the same shot. That's what it means in the Loshon of the Megillas Tainus, that the Bezdin can be Oiker. Yesh, Bezim Akam Yanchen Shaloi Menadin, they can give Malkas Misa, Vilalav Al Divya Torah, but they can't violate exactly what it says in the Torah. Elukadilasa Siogla Torah. They can do something different. So that's that Marshal. One Kasha, he says, he's not Choylak on the Gemara. He says, historically, he thinks one Kasha Farenf is the other. Not the Amora made two mistakes. One Kasha Farenf is the other. Because Bizman say you don't administer Dinin Nefashis. So that's why he couldn't give this Reifa the normal way, so he gave this Reifa in an abnormal way. Yeah. There's such a Raivit also in Ksubas. We have on the bottom of the Rif, every so often you have the Raivit Hasogas, then sometimes you have the Raivit Hasogas on the Balamor. The Balamor has Hasogas on the Rif, so the Ramban comes to defend the Rif, and he wrote the Muhammad Hashem. Then when he comes to defend the Rif and the Hasogas of the Ravid, so that's called the Sefer Haschus. A lot of times you have it printed on the bottom of the page. And then you have the other Sefer, the Baba, the Ravid wrote Hasogas on the Balamor, that's called the Kosov Shom. Every paragraph begins with the word Kosov Shom. The Balamor writes this, and he disagrees with the Balamor. So there's such a Ravid on the bottom of the Rif in Ksubis, the beginning of the fourth parak. The third parak talks about Oynus and Mefata, and the fourth parak talks about Moitzi Shemra. So we don't have any of this today. Nobody has real bona fide smicha. We had a Chagas smicha 2 weeks ago, but it was a fake. There's no real smicha bizman hazeh. Smicha is only, no yeshiva in the world gives real smicha today. Shiva, the smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. They both have to be in Eretz Yisrael. One is conferring the smicha, the one is receiving the smicha. So nobody has any real smicha bizman hazeh. It's all imitation smicha. So in order to have to pay knas, if a person will pay knas on his own, there's no, let's say a person stole $1 million, a ganef, and he knows that he's guilty. So he wants to give back $1 million, and he wants to pay the additional $1 million, keren v'kefil. So the Gemara says, afilu b'balotzi sedei shemayim, he doesn't accomplish anything if he gives the knas on his own. Let's say a person knows that he ate chazer b'mezid, and he wants to give himself malchus. There is no such thing. Self-imposed onesh is not called an onesh. So knas is considered an onesh. If bezin isn't involved, you have to have a gemar din for bezin to say that the fellow should pay the knas. If bezin didn't get involved, there was no gemar din, so then there's no, even b'bav losi sedeshim ayim, you don't accomplish anything by paying the knas on your own. So the Ravid writes that the Rif leaves out all these dinim of onesh of a fatima sesham because it doesn't apply bizman hazeh. We don't have any knas because we don't have any smuchim. So then the Ravid quotes from the Gaonim. However, in this Ravid, B'Shem HaGaonim, this is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. The Ramah quotes it. It's a long Ramah. So the Gaonim say that, let's say today someone really should have to pay oinus and mefatim, oitzi shema, so we can make him pay. Because no one has any smicha, so there's no dinik nosis bizman hazeh. So the Gaonim said, and the rabbi quotes it, but if Bezin feels it's kedai, they can put the fellow in cherem. The one is ma'anis and mafata. He is a character. He's raping young girls. They can put him in cherem until he's mafias the girl, or the girl's family, the girl. So, but they shouldn't put him in cherem until he pays chamishim shekel kesef. Or if someone, Moitzi Shemra, has to pay mayor kesef, shouldn't put him in cherem until he pays mayor kesef. That's the class in the Torah, and that's the din of his manazay, not dan din knosis. If he'll say 40 sloim instead of 50, he'll say 60 instead of 50, that's okay. But to say exactly the same din in the Torah, the 50 sloim and 100 sloim by Moitzi Shemra, no, that you're not dan bizmanazay. If they're going to put him a cherem till he pays the exact amount, then they're forcing him to pay the knas. They should either make more or less. In effect, he said the same thing as the Maharam and the Tshuva and the Maharshal. Same thing, that whenever Bezin wants to be oikadov menato, they want to penalize. Bezin makamayansha shalom eradin lohirasha lemigda milsa shouldn't be exactly the punishment that it says in the Torah. It should be approximately, more or less, shouldn't be exactly the same. It's an interesting idea. Anyway, so that was, that Tosfos, what we were talking about last week, so that's the last three lines, the last two lines of Perek Cheskes Abatam is at Gemara. We really should have made Gzer Darabonim, shouldn't have any children, because there's just going to be more Jewish people for the anti-Semites to kill. But we don't do it. It's Gzer Shein Roi Batzi B'Yicholim Lamed Boi, Mutim She'isho Gignam Lo Yehum Zit. So on that Gemara, there was a machlekes between the Ramah B'Shem HaMordechai and the Tosfos. What did it mean? It meant we shouldn't have any children at all. That's the Ramah B'Shem HaMordechai. And the Tosfos learns that we shouldn't have any children at all. We should cut it down to the bare minimum, just have a son and a daughter, and we shouldn't have, we shouldn't observe that we assume that's Aminus Chasidus, not even a Chiv and Dirik Abom. So that's one thing we left out in the middle of a sentence. Then we left another thing in the middle of a sentence with the Tosfos. We didn't say Rabbi Yosef Engel on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and the Tosfos Shenema. Again, the Tosfos raised the question, why does the Mishnah in Gittin, when they're quoting B'Shamay B'Sivil, in this situation when the man is a Chatz Yevig, a Chatz Ben Chayren, so they quote the Pasuk in Yeshaya, L'Oto B'ro L'Sheves Yitzor. Why they quote Sheves? Why they quote the Pasuk in Chumash, Piri V'Riv? So Tosfos Shenema, Tosfos says, he can't quote Piri V'Riv, yeah. The fellow is in a predicament. The man is a chatziyav of a chatzman. He's onus rachmana patre. So since he's onus, so he's not mechuyev to fulfill a mitzvah period. So what did it help that they quoted the pasuk in Yeshaya? Lo tov b'ro l'sheves yitzor. He's onus on that also. So Tosfos doesn't explain. They just say that shows it's a mitzvah rabbah. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a famous explanation on this. In one of his sworn, he says, he raises a question when you say, Oides Rachmana Patre, that's the Loshan Gemara. A person was an honor, so what can he do? So when you say, Oides Rachmana Patre means he's potter from a punishment, we're not going to punish him because he was honor. So you say, no, he's potter from the Chiyuv. And a Kodesh Bocha Boba Trunya and Bir Yosef, and the Rabbi Shalom doesn't have any tainus against us. If we had no choice, we had no way to observe the mitzvahs, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only won't punish us, not only we don't deserve a punishment, we're not mechuyev in the first place. The mitzvahs don't apply to makom meinus. So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that maybe on that shaila, if a person is honest, let's say the following case. There's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a person was honest, he wasn't able to participate in Korban Pesach Rishon. So Pesach Sheni is for whoever didn't bring Pesach Rishon, bring Pesach Sheni. What if he was honest? Under the British, let's say, the British are in control of Eretz Yisrael, they put him in prison in Tel Aviv. Yeah, he can only eat Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim. He's in jail in Tel Aviv, and he's pleading, they're not going to let him out. So but then they let him out before Pesach Sheni. So does he bring Pesach Sheni or not? They say. So there's a machlekes hatanaim, machlekes Rebbe Rav Nosson, where the Pesach Sheni is tashlum l'rishon, and Pesach Sheni is regel bifnei atzmai. So Gemara says, what's a nafkamina, where the Pesach Sheni is regel bifnei atzmai tashlumen? Nafkamina v'gershon is gai bintayim, kot shehigdal bintayim. Let's say he was not Jewish on Pesach Rishon. So he wasn't obligated to bring Pesach Rishon. So if the din would have been, which it isn't, if the din would have been, like Rav Nosson, that Pesach Sheni is tashlum l'rishon, so if you weren't mechuyev, I wasn't Jewish at that time, or I wasn't even bar mitzvah at that time. My bar mitzvah is in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. So whoever wasn't mechuyev in Pesach Rishon is not obligated to bring Pesach Sheni. We don't paskan like that Tana Reb Nosson. We paskan like Rebbe, that Pesach Sheni is regel bifnei atzma. Even the Gershon is gar bintayim, or the Kotel she'igdal bintayim, between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, also has to bring Pesach Sheni. Why? Because it's not a tashlom in the Rishon. It's a regel bifnei atzma. Whoever brought Pesach Rishon doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni, but whoever didn't bring is mechuyev not because of tashlum in the Rishon. So the question is, what if you would have held that it is tashlum? If the din would have been like the other time, that it is tashlum. So let's say he would be onus on Pesach Rishon. They put him in jail in Tel Aviv, but they didn't let him out. He couldn't know anything about it. They say, onus Rachman Patri is potter from the Chiyuv. Potter from the Chiyuv, so then there's no tashlum. Or they say, no, onus Rachman Patri. Potter from the onesh. Just because the onesh is not potter from the chiyuv, it's potter from the onesh. But if he has a way to do tashlum in a Pesach Sheni, is a possible. So let him bring Pesach Sheni. So that, it's the shaila, the chakir is irrelevant by Korban Pesach, because we pass in Pesach Sheni as a regular bifnei atzma. We don't pass like Rav Nosson, we pass like Rebbe. But let's say davening. The person didn't daven, he was in intensive care unit in the hospital, with intravenous over here, and pipes, he couldn't daven. And then they take him off of all the pipes. So now he's able to daven. Does he make tashlumen for the daven that he was unable to do before? So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. What he said, Oynes Rachmana Patri, he wasn't mechuyev to daven, so there's no tashlumen, because tashlumen for davening is only if you're mechuyev. If you weren't mechuyev, there's no tashlumen. So that's a machlokes. The Prisha and the Taz, that's a machlokes. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has a comment on that. He says there's a Mishnah in Gittin, a Mishnah in Psochem. Mishnah in Psochem says one who is onus on Pesach Rishon brings Pesach Sheni. And the Gemara never says it's only according to Rebbe, and if the din would be like Rav Nosson, that Pesach Sheni is Tashlum on the Rishon, then Oynes Rachman Apati would be Potter. The simple reading of the Mishnah is that even if you're onus, there is Tashlumen. Even if you're honest, if he wasn't honest on Pesach Sheni, so it's not called honest. He was only honest on Pesach Rishon, wasn't honest on Pesach Sheni, so it's not called honest. But Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses that when you say if you have a bona fide case of honest Rachman Patr means you're potter from the onus or you're potter from the chiyuv. Why should you say potter from the chiyuv? So he quotes the Loshon HaGemara. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'trunya in b'riyos. Rabbi Shalom is not gonna have any tainus against us. He's not mechayibos if we're physically unable to do the mitzvah. So he suggests, pshat in this taisus, that there should be a difference between piri v'rivya and shevis. Piri v'rivya is a mitzvah bin adam l'amokam. Hashem ikein l'to b'ro, the shevis yitzor, sounds like it's a mitzvah bin adam l'chaveray. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world that it should be populated. So we have an obligation to all of mankind to populate the world. So he suggests maybe that's the difference over here. Maybe mitam peri revya, we say, the Bisham Ebisil didn't quote peru revu. Why? So Taisa, because it's anas rachmana patre. So Taisa understood that peri revya is a mitzvah in other man, v'akam enakarash boho b'trunyam b'yoysav, so he's not b'chuyiv at all. But Sheves is a mitzvah, perhaps, ben al machavera, you're obligated to all of mankind. So in the mitzvah ben al machavera, it all depends on the end result. Like there's a famous Tosefta in Peya. The Tosefta says a person has money in his pocket, and he has a hole in the pocket, and the money falls out, he didn't even realize that he's losing money. He's walking in the street, and he's dropping money. And then behind him, somehow it turns out that there's a poor man, picked up the money, and he had what to eat for breakfast today. He had some food. So the one who dropped the money is Mekayim HaMitzvah, even though he wasn't aware at all, he wasn't thinking at all. He didn't even realize that he's dropping the money. So the Tosefta learns it out from the mitzvah of Shikha. It's not exactly a real good Yalfusa, because the din of Shikha is, if you're harvesting all the tefillah, and by mistake you forgot a little bit, when you become aware that you left it, so you're not, when you know that you left it, then the din of Shikha sets in. But if you're not aware at all, and you never even realize that you left it there, then the Pashto says you're not mekayem any mitzvah. So that's problematic. How the Tosefta can establish, based on the mitzvah of Shikha, that if I dropped the money from my pocket, I didn't even know about it, that I have a kiyum mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shikha means, if I forgot and then I realize that I forgot, lo sosher v'kachtoi, you should leave it there. But if he didn't know at all, how can you say it's in the mitzvah? But that's what it says in the Tosefta. So the Achronim point out that it would appear that by mitzvahs, benot machaveira, the essence of the mitzvah depends on the final result. Did a poor man benefit from my money? Then I have a mitzvah. And if at the end of the day, no poor man benefited from my money, I don't have the mitzvah. That's what some of the Achronim have. Yosef tells the brothers finally recognize that's Yosef on Tzadik. He said, Ani Yosef, Hashem Mechata Moshe Mitzrayma, and he says, don't feel bad. Ki lemichyo shalachani Hashem. Rabbi Hashem sent me here to save the whole world. Everybody should have food. But they didn't intend l'shem lemichyo. They intended because they hated him. They were angry at him. So what does it help for Michyo Shlachani Hashem? The Gemara says, if a person was Niskavan Lecho Besar Chazir, and accidentally, all of the other Besar Tchleh, Tzorach Kapara, because the Pasuk says, by a husband is Mefin Nidve Yishtoi, it says, V'Hashem Yislach Lo. Hashem will forgive the woman for violating the Neder. What does she need a forgiveness for? If the husband was made for the Neder, so it's not binding anymore. The Gemara says, no. She doesn't know that the husband, she took a neder. She doesn't realize the husband was made for the neder. She goes and she violates the neder, thinking that it's still binding. And then only afterwards she finds out that the husband was made for the neder and it's not binding anymore. So she was in Skaven Lechol Besar Chazir. She thought she's in violation of the neder. And accidentally, all of the other Besar Tleh, it turns out like that, because the husband was made for the neder. But she didn't realize at the time that she ate the food that the husband had been made for the neder. So the Gemara says, Tzorach Kapara. The pasuk says, "Hashem yislach lo." She needs a kapara. So they asked the kasha. I think the Rechaim HaKadosh asked the kasha. What does Yosef calm down the brother? Says they shouldn't. Vatam al teyotzvu. They shouldn't feel bad. Hashem mechatam us in Mitzrayim that they sold them. Ki lemichya shalachan Hashem. Was it help their brother Shlom's plan? Was that? But they didn't plan lemichya. They planned to do harm to him. So is niskavan lecho b'sar chazir or the other b'sar tle? So some of the Gdolim suggest, they look in the Klichem, they has a long essay over there. Some suggest there's a difference between Besar Chazir and Besar Tleh. That's a bit Adam Lamokim. So if you thought that you're doing an Aver, Ben Adam Lamokim, and turns out that you didn't, then you need Kapara. But if you thought that doing an Avla, Ben Adam Machaver, turns out you didn't do an Avla, he became the chancellor of all of Mitzrayim. He was a shalat on the whole world at that time. He was feeding the whole world. So it turned out but they didn't have in mind the Toivasai. So by Ben Adam HaChaveris, it all depends on the end result. It doesn't matter what you had in mind. It all depends on the end result. So that's basically what Rabbi Yosef Engel says over here. That Oynes Rachman Apache by Mitzvah Ben Adam HaLamokim, there's room to say Patre from the whole Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv at all. So that's why you're not going to be Meshacha the Chatziyav of the Chatz Mechayrin to enable him to fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu. He's honest Ahmad Patrick, Pata from the Chiv. But as far as the mitzvah of Sheves, Otobro, the Sheves Yitzhara, that sounds more like my obligation to mankind, a mitzvah bin al Mahaveh. It's a mitzvah bin al Mahaveh, right? That depends on the end result. The end result, what does it help on us? But I'm not helping out mankind. So there you just say, patre from the Oynish. You won't be punished. If you are honest, you won't be punished for not fulfilling Shabbos. But the chiv is still there. So because the chiv is still there, patre just means pater from the onesh. So that's why Bezdin would be kofer for the Odin to be Meshacharim. That's a famous interpretation. Rabbi Yosef Engel has this long essay. I think it's an Asun Deraisa, where he discusses that topic. Onesh Rachmanit patre means pater from the chiv, or pater from the onesh. He won't be punished. Someone, I think Dayan Grosnas, used to be a Dayan alumna. He has a tshuva in his sefer, Leiv Aryeh. It's very nice tshuvas. He has a tshuva, halacha lemaisa, a child becomes bar mitzvah, and he's deaf. He can't hear. So he assumes that a deaf person is not mechuyev to kriyas satar. He can't hear. So the shaila is, does that mean that he's not mechuyev in kriyas haTorah? Or does it mean that he won't be, patra means he won't be punished for not hearing kriyas haTorah? But theoretically he's mechuyev. What's the difference? Can he be the bal korei, the lein and shul? The kid is going to be bar mitzvah. So they want to teach the kid that he should be the bal korei, he should read his sedra. So Dayan Grosnas was assuming that he sent this in the London Besdin when the Dayana would write an important tshuva, so they would print it in a if it would be of significant length, 10 pages or so. So then they would publish it as a separate pamphlet. So this was printed as a separate pamphlet, and he sent a copy. Yes, I want to show it to Rav Soloveitchik. This shaila, if the bar mitzvah boy is deaf and he's not, and you should assume he's honest, honest rachman patri, not mechuyev to hear kriyas haTorah. So can, if he's not mechuyev b'dovah, he can't be motzi achem edechei vosom. So can he be the bal korei? Can he lean on his bar mitzvah to be the bal korei? So he quotes Rabbi Chana Wasserman, who shows from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says if someone was honest on Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. I, Rabbi Hananias, it should depend on the Machalikas Rebbe Rav Nosson, whether Pesach Sheni is Tashlum and Larishan, or Pesach Sheni is Regal Bifnei Atzmai. If it's Tashlum and Larishan, so if you were honest on Pesach Rishan, you shouldn't be believed to bring Pesach Sheni. So Rabbi Hananias says, the Gemara never says it's Toli. The Gemara only has the two Nafkaminas, Kotten Shehigdel Bin Time, and Gershen is Garbin Time. Why don't they say honest on Pesach Rishan? So you see, Rabbi Hananias says, you see that if you were honest in the original Zman, but you're not honest on the Zman of Tashlum, and that's not yet called honest. That's what Rabbi Chana says. That's not called honest, means you're honest from the beginning to the end. Let's say, they went to the Shlech, they carved Pesach, Erev Pesach in the afternoon. So let's say they held him in prison in Tel Aviv until 2 o'clock in the afternoon. He can still take a ride to Yerushalayim. He can call up Yerushalayim, tell him, I'm coming tonight. I want to bring a Korban Pesach, and he can come in time and become a shooter with someone else. He was only honest from 12 o'clock till 2 o'clock on Erev Pesach. He wasn't honest the whole time. So that's not called honest. So even if he was honest on the whole Pesach Rishon, he was in jail in Tel Aviv, the whole Pesach Rishon, he can't eat Korban Pesach. But he's not honest on Yud Dalid ear on Pesach. Shein is not honest. So that's not called honest. That's what Rabbi Chana says. You see for the Mishnah. So all of this is part of the tshuva that Dayan Grosnas wrote. He wrote all tshuva about that shaila. And he asked someone to bring it to Rav Soloveitchik to ask for his opinion. Rav Soloveitchik said his opinion based on a story with his father. He said the bal korei, his father was a rabbi in a community in Europe. So the bal korei once asked the shamans and the shulbans, the bal korei said yes for an increase in salary. So the board of the shul had a discussion, and they decided they can't afford to give him an increase, and he was very upset. So the bal korei, the shamas, found out which member of the board was the one who made that decision, and he told everybody on Shabbos morning, he's going to lay, and he has a mind to be moitzi everybody except for that member of the board. So that person went to Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, yes, do I have to go daven in a different shul to be yotze kriyas haTorah, because he says he has a mind not to be moitzi me. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said he doesn't think that listening to Kriyas HaTorah is based on Shema'a Ka'ayna. It's based on Shema'a Ka'ayna. Let's say you say Kiddush and Abdullah. And there's one person, there are 10 people listening, so one person I don't like. So if you have Kavanah not to be Mitzim, you assume that the Sinei, when the people are Sinei each other, you assume it's Kavanah Shalolotz. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. You assume he has Kavanah Shalolotz. So by Shema'a Ka'ayna, by Kiddush and Abdullah, based on Shema'a Ka'ayna, you have to have Kavanah Lahotzi. By Kriyas HaTorah, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik taught, it's not based on Shema'a Ka'ayna. See, if I say Kiddush and there are 10 people listening, it's considered as if all 11 of us said the Kiddush. Shema'a Ka'ayna, as if everybody said Kiddush. But when I learn Kriyas HaTorah, and you say Shema'a Ka'ayna, it's considered as if all 11 people learn Kriyas HaTorah, then you're not Yotze. By Mikra Megillah, you're Yotze based on Shema'a Ka'ayna, but by Kriyas HaTorah, you want to be Talmud Torah, but Tzibur. It's not based on Shema'a Ka'ayna, it's considered as if I learn from the Sefer. It's based on Talmud Torah. Whoever is paying attention and understands, I'm giving a shiur. So Rav Soloveitchik gave this mashal. The boy who sat right in front of him, he liked him very much because his father was a student in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class the first year that he gave a shiur on YU. When Rav Moshe Soloveitchik passed away, they invited Rabbi Soloveitchik to come from Boston to give a shiur. So that student's father was in that original shiur. So Rabbi Soloveitchik liked the boy in the front row. The guy in the back row he didn't like. The one in the back row knew how to learn. He's the dean in Turo, Dean Boylan, Shmuel Boylan. So he didn't like him because he used to needle him all the time. The boy used to ask him, but the Tosfei HaRosh says not so. Rabbi Soloveitchik would give a pshat. He said, but the Miri says not so. He would always scream, will you stop bothering me with your Miris and your Tosfei HaRosh? He would scream at him all the time. So he said, I give a shiur. The guy in the front, I like him. I have a mind to be much. The guy in the back, I don't like him. I have a mind not to be much. But the guy in the front doesn't understand the shiur. It was true. The guy in the front, whom he liked, didn't understand the shiur. And the guy in the back did understand the shiur. So it doesn't matter what I have in mind. Whoever understands the shiur is Yotze Tamtar. Whoever doesn't understand it, that Yotze Tamtar. So he said, his father said, he thought that was the answer to Tosfos Kasha. The Mishnah says that a katan can be the balkari. Katan kegen aliyah. In the days of the Gemara, the guy who got the Aliyah would learn. So Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha, but the Kotan is only Mechuyav B'Dabrei Trei D'Rabbanan. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is a Takana D'Rabbanan. And Kotan Shegiyah L'Chinuch is only a D'Rabbanan. So the Kotan, as far as Kriyas HaTorah, is a lower level than the Godel. The Godel is a Chad D'Rabbanan. Kriyas HaTorah is D'Rabbanan. And the Kotan is only a Trei D'Rabbanan. So how can the Kotan be Moitzi the Godel? How can the Kotan learn Kriyas HaTorah to be Moitzi the adults who are passed by Mitzvah? So Tosfos works on that kash. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought the correct answer is not what Tosfos said. He thought the correct answer is when you learn Kriyas HaTorah, it's not based on Shema'a Ka'ayna. It's Talmud Torah Barabbah. Whoever pays attention is Yotze. If you don't pay attention, you're not Yotze. If you listen to the Kriyas HaTorah and you're paying attention, then you're Yotze. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik thought, that Shaila, the boy who's deaf and he wants to learn the parsha by his bar mitzvah, so Dan Grossness was working on the issue, the kid is deaf, so he's not mechuyav in Kriyas HaTorah. So how can he be motzi achem v'dechay vos? So he talks about onus, whether onus is part of the mitzvah or not. So Rav Soloveitchik said, you don't need mechuyav b'davar to be motzi Kriyas HaTorah. Rav Soloveitchik held like a totally different explanation, not what Dan Grossness wrote about onus. He said a different reason. You don't need mechuyav b'davar by Kriyas HaTorah. The child who's learning Kriyas HaTorah, it's Talmud Torah Barabbah. So the people who pay attention are Yotze.
If Kriyas HaTorah is just Talmud Torah B'tzibur, why should there be a din of a klot? There's no extra kiyum of Talmud Torah from a klot.
That was the takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay. You need dafke shaleich u'shloseh amblei Torah. You have to learn from the klot. You give a shiur in Torah Shabbal Peh, that's Baal Peh. And if you're learning Torah Shabbat, you have to transmit in Torah Chaksav. In Torah Shabbal Peh, you have to transmit Baal Peh. Yeah. Anyway, so those are the two things that we left out. Yeah. The difference in Tosfos between Oynes by Kru Revu as opposed to Sheves, that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's comment, and the Gemara in the end of Cheskes Sabbatim is mamsh the last two lines. Last week I was looking for it, I didn't remember. The last two lines, and it's next to the last Tosfos in the pair. Okay. So where are we up to here?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara had a machlok, is good or yogurt? The final maskana is we paskan, there is a din of good or yogurt. I, Rava, said, there's no good or yogurt. Said, no. On Yud Gimel, the Gemara says, no. In that case, that's not an application of good or yogurt. There is a din of good or yogurt. The man died, then he left two shvachas. One shivcha knew how to cook, she didn't know how to do stitching and sewing. The other one knew how to do stitching and sewing, she didn't know how to cook. So one of the brothers said, I'll take one shivcha, you'll take the other shivcha. So he said, that's not a chalukah. It's not a chalukah. It's like kedov v'shem v'kedecha. That's not a chalukah. They're not the same thing. And that's not called good or yogurt. Good or yogurt is, I'd like to buy both of them. I want to buy your share. I need both. I need the shivcha who knows how to stitch and the shivcha who knows how to cook as well. So Rabbi said, that suggestion that one of the children, that one of the sons of the one who died, one of the sons made, I'll take one shivcha, you'll take the other shivcha, and that's how we'll break up the shutkas. You always have a right to break up the shutkas, but that's not called a chalukah. That's not... You have a chalukah, let's say, the man dies and he has two sets of Tanakh. So one son takes one set, one son takes one set. The man dies, he leaves two shasin. So one son takes one shas, one son takes one shas. That's a chalukah. But here, two shvachas, one knows how to cook, one knows how to stitch. It's not a chalukah, and it's not a good or yogurt. Good or yogurt would be if you say on both. But Rava didn't mean to say there ain't no such din as good or yogurt. He said that case is not an example of good or yogurt. Okay. Then the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, around 15 lines from the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan, there's a machlekes, Rab Meir, Rab Yudah, machlekes hatanaim. Can you stitch together Torah Nevi'im uksuvim? Yeah. Usually the klalas are Meir, Rab Yudah, Alochik, Rab Yudah. So Rab Yudah is the one who says, Torah b'fnei atzma, Nevi'im b'fnei atzma, uksuvim b'fnei atzma. It really should be separate. So the din should really be like Rabbi Yudah over here. Should have been like Rabbi Yudah. So that's what, on the side of the Rosh, you have the Hagos HaShvi. The Hagos HaShvi says, Tomua, how come the Menag Olam is that Korin, Prince, and Tanakh have the whole Tanakh together? But that's on paper, it's not on parchment. And the Menag always was that you have, the Menag always was like Rabbi Meir. You do have the whole Tanakh together. So yes, but it should be Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, like Rabbi Yudah. The din should have been like Rabbi Yudah. So how come the Menigodlim is lahakal on this? So the Achrayim in the back of the Gemara, they say, no, you continue in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan is a Braisa. So it says, B'chom and Kolechod, Maisa the Braisa is Ben Zayin, Sh'oyel O Shimon and the Vim of the Bokin Ke'echod, Alpir Ablazim. As I had all together. And Ablazim and Azari said, it's okay to have all the Nevi'im. Which are the eight Nevi'im? Yeshua Shoft and Shmo Malachim, Ishaya Yirma Yecheskel, Treyasa. Those are the eight. So there was a machloek in Satanam. Are you allowed to have all of the Nevi'im in one volume, or do you have to have each one separately? So they say, Maisa v'Baisa Mezeren Shailu, Shmona Nevi'im at the Buck and Kecher, Pira Blaz Menazar. Blaz Menazar said, you're permitted to have all eight together. V'chacham and Maimerim, or V'yesham, or whatever it says, Lohoylo Ela, Echad, Echad Bifne Atzman. No, he didn't have all eight together. He followed the opinion that you have to have each one separate. So how do we pass in La Loche? There's one opinion you're permitted to have all the whole Tanakh together. One opinion that's not permissible, but you can have all the Nevi'im together. Then there's one opinion you can't even have all the Nevi'im together. You have to have Yeshaya, Yumi, Yecheskel, Treyasa. Each one says, how do we pass? Amar Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah Anasi says, Ma'aseh Leviyah Lefanei Netorin Be'imksuv Medubokin Ke'echad V'Hichsharnam. Bottom line, he says, we pass like Rebbe. He says, that's called Ma'aseh Rav. Ma'aseh Rav, that's an expression later in the Perek Yesh Nechma. Whenever you have a machloikis, so we have rules how to paskin. But then if you have an incident and a Talmud Chacham paskin like that, so that's stronger than the Kloli Hapsak. That's called Maaseh Rav. If Rebbe says, we machshe the Tanakh, means that that's how you paskin. So the kasha that the Hagos Oshri, yes, how come the din should have been Ramir, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, so how come we allow the whole Tanakh together? The answer is, we don't pass like Rabbi Yudah here. There are exceptions to the rule. There are cases where we pass like Rameh against Rabbi Yudah. More serious cases than this. Yeah. What exactly is wrong? Why does Rabbi Yudah think that you're not supposed to have Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim all together? So Tosfos says, it's not for this reason. It must be a different reason. The Tosfos did my master, Rabbi Yudah, Torah b'fnei atzma, lo b'fnei shos, ala nir ze'al gab ze'al. Not because if you'll have the whole Tanakh in one volume, then you're going to have Nevi'im and Ksuvim are going to be sitting on top of the Torah. You're going to, if you'll be Goyal Lesofo, Mitchilosa Lesofo. So it's not permissible to have Nevi'im and Ksuvim out of Kovet HaTorah. Not about habits. The Tosfos says they think that's not correct. Because there is a din, you're not allowed to put Nevi'im and Ksuvim on top of Torah, but there's no din, you're not allowed to put Ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. And the Gemara says here, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to have Nevi'im separate and Ksuvim separate. Why can't you have Nevi'im and Ksuvim together? Those who think it's mutter to put one on top of the other. Nevi'im don't have a higher, Torah has a higher level of Kedusha than Nevi'im and Ksuvim, and Nevi'im don't have a higher level of Kedusha than Ksuvim. That's one kasha. The Tosha says, it's not the correct reason. And they say, why? Because it's all b'kricha achas, so you're not in violation. If you have a separate sefer, you have a separate novi and a separate sefer Torah, chamishul chamishul Torah, you're not allowed to put the novi on top of the Torah. But if it's all b'kricha achas, then you're not in violation. It's all together. So what's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? They say that's not the reason. It's not because you're going to have the b'im ksuvim on top of the Torah. So they think the reason is, see, not everybody agrees to what Tosha says. Lo Ashkhan, we never came across anywhere in the Gemara. He also laniach ksuvim on top of Nevi'im. Nevi'im ksuvim agabi Torah, not a lot. Avon Nevi'im agabi ksuvim ayipchad, but ksuvim on top of Nevi'im, that is no reason. Others disagree, not everybody agrees. Others disagree that ksuvim is a lower level than Nevi'im. That's a shame. So Tosha says, what's the reason? So they say, L'hai the timer, the reason for Rabbi Yehuda, why does he insist you have to have Torah l'chud, Nevi'im l'chud, and Ksuv l'chud? Ha'an time is shalot yiroi ha'kol kemo Torah, or ha'kol Nevi'im. People shouldn't think that the whole thing is a Sefer Torah. Why would that be? So we mentioned that Rambam doesn't seem to say like that. We gave, when we were discussing this, and we said that Rambam sounds like he's giving a totally different reason, because the Sefer Torah has the status of the Sefer Abris, just to review again, on the occasion of Maimon HaSinai, so the Bnei Yisrael had the national Geirus. They all underwent Geirus at that time, and the Gemara says, and we learn out the Doris, the Dinam of Geirus, from Maimon HaSinai. They're just like Ma Besechon, the Nichnas of the Bris, the Mila, Tfila, the Korban. Before Yitzias Mitzrayim, they had a Bris Mila for everybody. And then right before Maimon HaSinai, they had tefillah in the mikvahs. And the Chumash, you get the mistaken impression that they only had tefillah for the married couples. So the women shouldn't, the men shouldn't be a balkari, and the women shouldn't be polet and shechvazer. So the single people who didn't have balkari didn't have polet and shechvazer. Based on the simple reading of the pasuk, they didn't need tefillah in the mikvahs. So Gemara establishes that it's not so. The people who are polet and shechvazer, the women who are polet and shechvazer, had to be toivel, had to be Pershim 3 days before, that you shouldn't be polet to shechvazera the day after. But the single people also had to go to mikvah. Everyone went to the mikvah. So that was the milah in Mitzrayim was for Geirus. The tefillah before Maimon HaSinai was for Geirus. They all said Nasa v'nishma. That was Kabbalah's on mitzvahs. Then they brought the Karbonis that are described in the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And they also learned from the Sefer HaBris. What's the Sefer HaBris? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanaim, from the Mechilta, from Bereshis till Maimon HaSinai, that was the Sefer HaBris. At the end of the Arba'im Shana in the Midbar, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the rest of the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, so then he told him, he gave them three different versions. The Chumash as we have it today, the Sefer Torah as we have it today, is a composite of three different versions. That's what the Gemara in Chagiga points out in the first pair. Sometimes in the Chumash says, "Vada b'shama Moshe behar Sinai lema." Sometimes "Vada b'shama Moshe the oil moed lema." That was the oil moed was the 40 years traveling in the midbar. Sometimes "Vada b'shama Moshe the arvus moed lema." So those were the three versions of the all the dinim, the Tayag mitzvahs have been given 3 times. Kodesh Baruch made a bris with the Jewish people 3 times at Har Sinai and oil moed and arvus moed. And at the end of that, Boim Shana, Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, now stitch together the whole Sefer Torah. So on the mitzvah tzitzis, use that nusach. On the mitzvah tefillin, use the other nusach. On the mitzvah of shechita, use a different nusach. So the Sefer Torah that we have today, the Sefer Abris, is a composite of these 3 different nuschos. So the Sefer Torah has the status of a Sefer HaBris. The Vimaksuvim are not a Sefer HaBris. So the Rambam says we're going to have them all together. You're going to have something in addition to the Chamishul Chumash Torah with something else. They said, yes, it cannot pull dummy. If you have the extra thing, it doesn't have a Sefer HaBris. The Sefer Torah has a status Sefer HaBris. The Vimaksuvim do not have a status of a Sefer HaBris. So then it pulls down the level. Yes, it cannot pull dummy. It's considered as if you're missing part of the Chumash. So we said there's a Chuvas HaRashba where he puts this together with the Din and the Gemara Megillah in the second parak, that Bitzibur, the Gemara says, when you have Mikra Megillah B'yochid, you can learn from a Megillah Haksuva Ben Haksuvim. You can have a Megillah that's together Echa Shir Hashem Koheles, Rus, and Esther. You can have all five together. But if you're learning Bitzibur, you can't have all five together, Megillah Haksuva Ben Haksuvim. Because Bitzibur, the bris was made with the tzibur. The bris wasn't made with the yechidim. When you have Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara says in Gitna, in Perek HaNezak, when you have Kriyas HaTorah, let's say this week is going to be Parshas Vayishlach. So if you just have a klaf of Parshas Vayishlach, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. If you're laying from a printed chumash, that's called Kriya Bal Peh. That's not called Mitoch HaKsav. Mitoch HaKsav, if it's a klaf, and it's written on parchment the way it's supposed to be written, Lishmo. But if you have a printed chumash, that a nachri probably... Anachri pushed the button to print the chumash. He doesn't know what it says there. That doesn't have a status of Kedusha's Sefer Torah. So let's say I have a Parshas Vayishlach written. I want to learn Parshas Vayishlach this coming Shabbos. So the Gemara says that's called Kriya Bal Peh. If you have a whole Sefer Bereshis, that's annihilating Parshas Vayishlach from Sefer Bereshis. That's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So Gemara has a suffix in Gittin. When you learn Kriya Sator and Shul, Hashem V'Hamishi and Shabbos, can you learn? You can't learn from a klaf that only has Vayishlach. That's Kriya Bal Peh. Can you learn from a Sefer Bereshis? That's a Sefer Shalom. So Gemara comes to the Maskana, no, why not? And they cover that Tzibur. What's the issue, cover that Tzibur? Because the Kriya's Bris was made with the Tzibur. It wasn't made with the Yechidim. That's why we say in the Bichas HaTorah, Shabbach HaBanu Kol HaMen Asal Anu Estairosli. The Matan Torah was to the Tzibur who was chosen as the Aman Ivcha. The Bris was made with the Tzibur, not with the Yochid. So the Gemara says that when you learn Kriya HaTorah, with Tzibur you have to learn from a Sefer HaBris. Sefer HaBris is only the whole Chamishul Chamishul Torah, has the status of the Sefer HaBris. On the occasion of Maimon HaSina, the Sefer HaBris was from Bereshis till Maimon HaSina. But at the end of the Arboim Shona, it says Moshe Rabbeinu completed writing the Sefer Torah. He finished writing the whole Sefer Torah. He gives it to Levim, and he tells them, so from that time on, that Rashi HaChumash quotes it. From that time on, the whole Chamishul Chamishul Torah is the Sefer HaBris. So that's why when they call it a Tzibur, when you're laying with Tzibur, you have to learn from the Sefer Torah. You can't just learn from the Sefer Bereshis, even though the Sefer Bereshis is called Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. Because Kovel HaTzibur, you want to show that the bris was made with the Tzibur. So if you're going to have Torah with Nevi'im together, the Nevi'im is not a Sefer HaBris. It's going to pull down the level. Yes, it cannot pull down. If you have extra, it's considered as if you're missing. So it's considered as if the Sefer Torah that you have doesn't have the status of a Sefer HaBris. It's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. The Rambam says, the Rambam writes, you can be Madbik together, we pass like Rabbi, you can be Madbik together, Torah Miksum, but you can't learn from it Kriya Sator because it's like Kriya from a Chumash. What's the Tzushta? Why is it like Kriya from a Chumash? Chumash is only one Sefer Bereshis. It's a Chumash. If the Chumash is written on Klav, it's Kriya Mitoch HaKsav, but it's not the Sefer HaBris. So apparently if you have the Torah and the Vimaksuvim together, also, since the Vimaksuvim is Torah Shebichsav, but it's not Sefer HaBris, it pulls down the level of the status of the Sefer Torah. So even the Chamish and Chamish Torah is no longer called the Sefer HaBris. So that's probably with Pshat. The Rajman the Chuva puts that together with the Gemara Megillah. That Bitzibur, you can't lane Mikra Megillah from a Megillah Haksuva Ben Haksuva because the other four Megillahs, Ruas and Echa and Kohelos and Shir Hashirim, do not have a status of Sefer HaBris. Megillah says that does have a status. Why was there a need for another Sefer HaBris? Apparently because there was a Kabbalah Sator Ayideya Tzibur. The whole Klal Yisrael was Mekabbalah. The Gemara says, Kima, Vikibul, Kima, Mashi, Kibul, Kvar. Whenever there's If a yochid is mekabel Torah, he's a gershin, his gayer. So you need bila, tefillah, and korban, but you don't need a kriya from a sefer abris. Well, we're mekabel gerim. We don't have that. We don't lay from a sefer abris. But the Gemara comments came and became clear. Rashi kibul kvar. There was a second kabbalah satara ayidei the tzibur. So just like in Maima Hasina, there was a kabbalah satara ayidei tzibur. So it says veikra Moshe Rabbeinu read from the sefer abris. So they had to have a new sefer abris on the occasion of Nes Purim. So that's the Megillah Sista. And that's what it says. The Megillah Sista is Dibre Shalom V'Yemes Ka'amito Shal Torah. What do you mean? Like the real McCoy? Ka'amito Shal Torah. So Rashi says, like a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Natam doesn't learn like Rashi. Rabbi Natam learns Ka'amito Shal Torah means the mezuzah. Why is the mezuzah called the real McCoy? Because it has Hashem Echad. Monotheism is the main aspect of the Jewish religion. But the Achronim point out, Yerushalmi is like Rashi. That Dibre Shalom V'Yemes Ka'amito Shal Torah doesn't mean a mezuzah. Kamit Shatar means a Sefer Torah. In what way is the Megillah Sester like a Sefer Torah? It has the status of a Sefer Abris. There was a Kabbalah Sater, Kima V'Kibla. There was a Kabbalah Sater, they had Sibur. So that's why there was a need for a new Sefer Abris. And the new Sefer Abris was the Megillah Sester. So if you're going to have a Megillah Haksuvim, and Haksuvim, the other Svarim, Shir Hashirim, Ka'elis, Ruz, Echo, they don't have a status of Sefer Abris. Only Megillah Sester. So if they're Bikricha Achas, if they're all together, so then you say yes, it cannot hold on it. So that's the Raman puts the two together. He seems to, the Rajman Achuba puts the two together, commenting on the Ram. Sounds like the Raman understood, not like this. And Tesis said, the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to put together the Haida Taima, Shalei Hakol Kamot Torah, Hakol Kamot Nevim. What's the great tragedy? So someone won't realize that there's a ksum. They'll think it's only Sefer Torah, so what? So the Rambam says, why? Because yes, it cannot hold on.
But why would there be an issue to make it? Meaning, fine, so you can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah purposes, but what would be the issue of making it?
It's like your Mevaze, the Chamishuchim Shetorah had the opportunity to become a Sefer Abris, and because you stitched it together with the Nevi'im Ksum, so you pulled down the status of the Sefer Abris.
So that's like, why, I mean, printing a Chumash, there wouldn't be an issue because Meikara wasn't on a cloth. There was never potential for it.
Right. So if you printed Tanakh, the current Tanakh, there's not a problem. It never had the status of a Sefer, never had the status of a Torah Shebichsav at all. The Achrayim Amachmer that you shouldn't put a book on top of a printed Chumash, shouldn't put a printed Navi on top of a printed Chumash, you shouldn't put a Gemara on top of a printed Chumash. Even though, strictly speaking, it doesn't have a kedusha as Torah Shebichsav because it's not on parchment, it's on paper. There is one opinion in Tosfos in Perek in Masechet Shabbos that 24 prokim. So there's one perek that's called Perek Kol Kisvei HaKodesh. It talks there if there's a sreif on Shabbos. So what are you allowed to do to be matzal menasra? What are you allowed to do? But it has a few dinim there. Perek Kol Kisvei has a little bit about Tanakh. So there's a one opinion, and it says there in Perek Kol Kisvei that all the laws of Ksiva Sefer Torah has to be Ksav Ashuris, and has to be ala klaf on parchment, and so on. All these laws only apply to the Chamish Ulchum Shetorah, and to the Megillah Sester. It doesn't apply to the rest of the Tanakh. So the Taz and Yeridaya, quoted by the Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim. The Magen Avraham and Aruch Chaim didn't have a Taz and Aruch Chaim. Never quotes a Taz. But he quotes every so often the Taz and Yeridaya. So he quotes a Taz and Yeridaya, who says that if you have a printed Navi, let's say, last week the Haftorah came, partially yesterday, the Haftorah came from Treyosa, I think from Hosea. So if you have a whole Sefer Treyosa printed, so it's better. So the one who gets the Aliyah, the one who gets Mafta acquainted, the one opinion of Tosfos, he's leaning Mitoch HaKsav. So it's better to lay Mitoch HaKsav. So that's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Taz and Yerideh Hilchos Sefer Torah. It's ice on paper. No, but there's one opinion of Tosfos that on the Vim, Aksuvim, you don't have all these requirements. You don't need Ksav Ashuris, and not in Ksav Ashuris either, in the printed Tanakh. It's a block letters, but it's not Ksav Ashuris. So the Chazon Ish and Rav Soloveitchik both thought that that was not correct. They said if it would be printed on one side of the page and you keep on reading, Keseda, so then it's shach to say you have a Sefer Shalom of Treyos, you have a Sefer Shalom of Yeshaya, Yirmi, Yecheskel, whatever. Well, it's printed on both sides of the page and it's sewn together or it's clipped together, and you have to read from one side to the other side. They thought that no Bala Tosis would ever say that that's acceptable. There's no Hemshech, and it's not a Sefer Shalom. Everything has to be on one side. That's a Shiloh. What's the din if you write a get on two sides of the paper? You write a get half on one side, half on the other side, and the guy gives it to his wife. Maybe Al Pi Din, they have to read Dafka on one side of the page. It's a Tosis, it's a discussion in Tosis and Saita. Let's say you have a get that's written on two columns, even it's written on one side of the page, but it's written on two columns, and the Sefer Torah is always written on more than one column. You have many, many columns in the Sefer Torah. But that's a deal in Tosis also. If you have a get that begins on one column and it's finished on the second column, is there a hemshech from one side of the page to the other, and then is there a hemshech from one column to the other? So that's a discussion in the Tosis and Saita. Yeah. So that's the whole beer that we gave, that's in the Rambam, that yes, it cannot tell me. Because the Rambam says if you have the whole Tanakh together, you're permitted to do it, but it only have the status like Chumashim. It means it's called Torah Shebichsad, but it doesn't have the status of Sefer HaBris, and you can't use it for Kriyas HaTorah. That's the Rambam tipped us off to that. Yeah. Then the Gemara says you have to have four blank lines in between Bereshis and Shmos, in between Shmos and Vayikra. Yeah. Ben Chumash L'Chumash Al Torah Arba O Shitin. You have to leave four blank lines. V'chein Ben Kol Navi L'Navi, the way we have the Girsa. V'chein, similarly, you need four blank lines between one Navi and the other Navi. On the side of the on the margin, they point out that the Rambam must have had a different girsa, because the Rambam says between if you have together a few neviim, you have all the eight neviim and one kricha, so you have Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmo, Malachim. So the Rambam has you have three blank lines in between. So the Rambam must have had ben chumish luchumish idid aboshitin. It doesn't have the word v'chein. Then the Rambam's girsa was. Ben kol navi le navi, ben navi shel shnei masi, you leave gimel shitin. Just like between Asher Yo, Olam Savadya, each one of the treyasa, you leave three blank lines, because it's one sefer. The whole treyasa is one sefer, so you only leave three blank lines. So the Rambam's gives to us, even if they're totally different svarim. Yishai Yomi Yecheskola, Yoshua Shavtim Shmuel, Malachim, you only have three blank lines, in between. You don't have four blank lines. The Rashash writes that he saw the Vilna Gaon is the one who encouraged that you should really lay the Haftorahs from a cloth. So that's when they started for many years they didn't do it. So that when they started writing it, so in Vilna they had every so often you would have a Nevi'im together and there would be 3.5 blank lines in between one Navi and the other. What 3.5 blank lines? So he says that's a Mishorah between the two Girsas. The girsa that we have is that you need four blank lines between Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim. And the other girsa is around, you only have three lines, so they made a compromise. So he doesn't think that the compromise makes any sense. And then he also points out that the Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis is all really one sefer. Not supposed to have any blank lines at all. The Christians decided to make it Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis. Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis, Deriyam, Malach, Deriyam, and Beis. In Tanakh, it's all one sefer. There are Esmer Abba. There are 24 Svarim in Tanakh. If Shmuel Al, Shmuel Beis are two Svarim, and Malachim Malach, Malachim Beis, and Divrei Hayom Malachim Beis are two, then you have another three. There are only 24 Svarim. Europeans used to, I remember when I was a little boy, there were a lot of Europeans who came after the war. So the Europeans used to be, some of them would refer to the Tanakh as the, we call it Tanakh or Tinach. Some people call it Tanakh. The Europeans used to call it the Esmer V'Arba, because there are 24 Svarim in the Tanakh, the Esmer V'Arba. They used to have a joke going around that Rabbi Gorin was the chief rabbi the same 10 years as Chacham Avadya. So, and Rabbi Gorin, he did a lot of wonderful things. He did a lot of wonderful things that were questionable, but he did it to save the Medina, to save the Rabbanut. So on one occasion, there was such a scandal. There was a fellow wanted to marry a girl, and he was a mamzer. So the rabbanut would let him get married. So Rabbi Gorin wrote a whole tshuva. It was in he wasn't the chief rabbi at that time. He wasn't a little chief rabbi. I think he was the head of the chief chaplain in the army at that time. So he wrote a tshuva, and according to the protocol of the Rabbanut, they should have ignored what he did. But he saved the whole Rabbanut at that time. So he wrote a whole tshuva why the person is not a mamza. Okay. So the tshuva is called Ha'och V'Ha'achos. That's the title. That this woman was married in Europe, and then later on, she had children from her second husband. She never got a get from the first husband. They had a son and a daughter, and the Rabbanut had it written down that they're both mamzerim. So he overruled the Rabbanut, which according to the protocols of the Rabbanut, was not, doesn't exist. He can't overrule. He wasn't a chief rabbi even. So he saved the whole Rabbanut at that time. So they, in the yeshivas, they had a whole joke going around that Rabbi Gorin said to Rabbi Avani Yosef, he thinks that his tshuva is so good, we should incorporate it into the Kisra HaKodesh. We should include it into the Tanakh. So Chacham Avadi said, no, we have a tradition. There are only 24 Svarim. So he said, so we'll throw out one of the others. We'll put in my tshuva. Which one are you going to throw out? He said, we'll throw out Avadia. That's how the joke went. Avadia is not a sefer. Avadia is one of the treyosa. If you throw out Avadia, you have to throw out the whole treyosa. But that was the joke. The story never happened, of course, but it depicted the tmimus of Chacham Avadia, who was a big tamim. It depicted the sharpness of Rabbi Gorin. He was a colorful character. He was always a colorful character. When he passed away, Rabbi Zalman Nechami Goldberg delivered a very beautiful hesped, and then he sent the copy of the hesped that he delivered to the family. They should keep it. And it was printed very beautiful. He said he remembered as a child, his father would take him to daven in that shul, where Rabbi Gorin was a teenager. He was sitting. After Shachris, he would sit at a table with all the svarim. And he would be learning one daf after the other, after the other. He had a big jug of water on the table. He was learning and drinking, learning around Templar Gemara every day. Because the Rabbanim in the yeshiva, he learned the Chevra in the yeshiva. All the Yiluyim, everybody learned the Chevra in the yeshiva. And they told him it's not enough, he should learn what they learn. He has to learn Templar a day. So he would sit and learn all day long. And the people would come into shul the middle of the day. He'd come from Midchamar. He was always sitting and learning all day and all night. He takanu all over. He was a character. He did things differently from everybody else. Okay, but that's his whole hatzlacha was because he was such a character. He in the Mohammed Sheshet Hayamim, he single-handedly captured the Moriz HaMachpelah. There was nobody else there. He was a chaplain in the army at that time. So he heard that they were going to go to take over Hebron. So he said he wants to be there when they take over Hebron. So he told them, he gave him instructions, they should wake him up in the morning, make sure that he goes along. He wants to be with the group that's going to take over Hebron. So he woke up in the morning, and they didn't wake him up. He woke up in the morning. There was nobody there. The army base was empty. He was furious. They left without me. They didn't leave without me. They changed when he went to sleep. They changed the plans in the middle of the night. They said, they're not ready to go to Hebron yet. It'll come later. So they left. So they didn't wake him up. The whole Nadubah was, they're going to wake him up to go to Hebron. And he didn't realize that. So he was so furious, so he got his guy to drive him in his jeep. And they drove into Hebron with chutzpah. There were no other army. They were all full of Arabs. It was all full of Arabs there. And this Jewish guy with the long beard, he drives in like he's the balabas. So they were all petrified. He came to the Moriz HaMachpelah. He knocks on the door. Open up the door. They didn't know what was going on. So they open up the door and they let him in. Then he realized he's the only one there. So he called on his walkie-talkie. Save me. There's nobody here. So they sent the army. He conquered Hebron all by himself because of his shtick. He was such a character. He did other things like that. He was... Sometimes you have to have like Chacham Avadia, but sometimes you have to have a character like Rabbi Gorin. He's a very colorful person. I remember when he spoke here in the yeshiva. After the Sinai campaign, it wasn't the way before Mechelat Sheshet Hayamim. After the Sinai campaign, he spoke in the yeshiva. He gave a shiur in Rabbi Soloveitchik's classroom, so Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like it. The whole shiur was based on something from this is Zalman Mansur. Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't like that from the Eben Ozel. So the whole thing, he didn't say it was based on that, but he said over that idea Rav Soloveitchik didn't agree. Then the next day, Rav Soloveitchik said he disagreed with him, and he insisted he was right. Then the next day, Rav Soloveitchik said he shouldn't accept what he said. It's not correct. But he was so charismatic when he said the shiur. He was so entertaining. So right after that, Rav Soloveitchik used to give the shiur on the first floor in the old building, opposite the old Beis Medrash. So then Gorin was going to speak upstairs on the fourth floor, in the room where the seats are not flat. It's like in a movie theater. So many of us were so taken by him. We went upstairs to hear him speak. He was so entertaining, unbelievable. Then I remember he spoke in Rabbi Gorelick's shul in the Bronx. I went to hear him speak there also. Very, very entertaining fellow. But he needed all these people. Yeah. So that is Shmuel Aleph, Shmuel Beis, and Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis. That's from the Christian. That's not really right. That they have four blank lines or three blank lines in between Malachim Aleph, Malachim Beis. That's Shaloi Kedin. That's really one sefer. And Yeshaya for sure is only one sefer. No, Yeshaya Aleph. Some of the Apikursim or some of the Christians, they decided that two different Yeshayas, the Nechomes and the Toichoches. And our tradition has it was one Yeshaya. When Dr. Belkin passed away, there was a discussion who's going to become the president of Yeshaya University. He said some of the people were pushing for a certain rabbi, and Rabbi Soloveitchik was opposed to, how can we appoint him as the president of Yeshaya University? He says in public there were two Yeshayas. He can't accept that. There weren't two Yeshayas. Our tradition has it. Yeshaya is one sefer. The Gemara says Yeshaya is one person, one sefer, who wrote the Nechomes, and he wrote the Techichas, he wrote everything. Yeah, those are the Esrim of Abba, the 21st one. Let's see two lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanon. Rotsa the Dabek, Torah Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Kechad, Men Dabek. It's permissible. That's how we paskin. Like in the Brisa before. Amar Rebbe, Maisa V'Yavich Sharnam. Rebbe said it's good. So the Taina of the Hagos Oshri is you see from the Gemara that you don't say here Amir Rabbiud Olach Rabbiud. The last price on the bottom says you may be medabik all three together. Here the two girsas, the bottom tosis has the two girsas. The way Rashi keeps on reading in the Gemara. And the Rashi on the next daf also, on the top of the next daf, Tosfos quotes it. Rashi understands that in all the other Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuv Masait Sefer Torah, you have two Atzir Chaim, one at the beginning, one at the end. And you hold the Sefer Torah, wherever the Parsha Sashabu is. That's where you leave the Sefer Torah. In all the other Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim, you only have one Atzir Chaim, and you roll the whole Sefer on that one Atzir Chaim. So how do you roll it? Do you roll... If you want to see Paragalef is on the bottom of the pile, the Paragalef is in the beginning of the pile. So by mezuzah, the Gemara is beferish, and megolah le me'echad klap yishma. The mezuzah is rolled up, the Gemara says, and when you open up the rolled up part, many people today, they put up the mezuzah, everybody's looking for a new twist. So a lot of people put up the mezuzah flat, open, not rolled up at all, and they put a piece of cellophane or a piece of plastic, see-through plastic, so you'll be able to read the mezuzah the way it is, not rolled up. So one of the Rabbanim at Talmud Chacham wrote the tshuva. He says it's kosher, but it's in violation of the minig. The Gemara says that the minig was you rolled it up. So they should thought that you're not yotze, not just in violation of the minig. The Gemara says megolalim me'echad klap yishma. This is the bottom. This quotes it. He goes from echad klap yishma. He thought that that's ma'akev. He thought that's kach nemar halacha. I have to roll it up. So Tosfos thinks that just like he rolled the mezuzah me'echad klap yishma, so too in all the other sifrei nevi'im ksuvim, except for the chamishul chamishatol, we have two atzir chaim. And leave it in the middle of a parsha's Vayishlach. On the others, you roll everything from the end to the beginning, and when you open it up, you're at the beginning. And Rashi's Giris in the Gemara, Rashi keeps on saying everything fakir. When you open it, it's all rolled up, and the chapter Aleph is on the middle of the roll, and then when you open it up, it's going to be at the end of the sefer. It's going to be the last chapter in Yeshaya. That can be the first chapter. If you want to get the first chapter, you have to unroll the whole thing, go back to the beginning. So that's two girsas in the Gemara, Rashi and Tosis, which is the correct way if you have only one Eitz Chaim on the other Sifrei Nevi'im Ksuvim. So everything is Nigla Mitchilosa L'Sofa. That's how Rashi learns. Everything Nizam. Misofa L'Tchilosa. That's what Tosis said. The same as Mezuzah. Mezuzah says Beferish, Me'echad Klap Yishma, that it's Nigla Misofa L'Tchilosa. When you open the Mezuzah, it's going to be the Tchil. Then the Gemara has on top of Yudal and Amin Aleph, around 10 lines down, Tana Rabbanan, Ein Oysim Sevet Torah Lo Orkei Yeser Al Kefi Lo Hekefi Yeser Al Orkei. Pashtus says that this, the Gemara considers it a Hida Mitzvah. Hida Mitzvah, to have the Hekef of the Sefer Torah, the Gartle goes around the whole Sefer Torah, should be the same length as the how tall the Sefer Torah is. And how tall should the Sefer Torah? What's the choice? What's the muvchar? The Pashto says it's not Me'akev. Most of our Sefer Torah are more than 6 tvachim tall. This is a lechatchila here, the mitzvah. It should be 6 tvachim tall. The Gemara said, they asked Rebbe, Shaul West Rebbe, Shia Sefer Torah become. How tall should the Sefer Torah be? Orkai. And then the Me'el Hekev is going to be the same. So he said, there are three kinds of parchment. There's gvil, and there's klaf, and there's duchsustas. We'll have to see the tosfos. They're mamaska bigvil. So gvil means, just like over here in the first Mishnah, gvil means if you have stones that are complete. So here, gvil means when you take the hide of the animal and you convert the whole thing into parchment and you don't split it in half. So gvil is the whole thickness of the parchment. And then there used to be a practice in the days of the Gemara. We no longer do it. Tosfos says we don't do it anymore. But for in the days of the Tanaim and Amoraim, they used to split the parchment in two. So one part would be called klaf, and one part would be called duchsustas. The part of the parchment that's closer to the flesh, that half was called duchsustas. The part of the parchment that was closer to the hair on the outside, that is called the klaf. And where do you write? When you convert that into parchment, and where do you write? So when you split it in half, on the outside half, that's called klaf, you write on the inside side. On the inside half, that's called duchsus, you write on the outside side. In other words, you write, the ge'onim give you a similar dover, kvod alikim hester dover. That's a pasuk in Kehelas. Kvod malachim chakor dover, and kvod elikim hester dover. When you're writing a Tanakh, say so or tefillin and mezuzah, so you write the makam aseisa. So if you have a piece of gvil, of parchment, and you split it in half, so you have two. So you write on this on the middle part that used to be nistar, that you couldn't see. You don't write on the outside side, the hair side. You don't write on the flesh side over here. When you split it, so you write on the part that was on the inside. You write on that side, and the part on the outside, you write on the inside side. The similar dove, kvod alikim hester dove, yeah. What's the din? So the Gemara says, each one, Sefer Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzah, is written on a different kind. I think the Sefer Torah is supposed to be written on cloth. I forgot already. Tefillin, so Gemara and Shabbos. Tefillin is on one, and Mezuzah is on another. So today we don't do that. We write everything on a cloth. We write everything on, we split the hide in half and we only use the outside part. And we write on the inside part of the outside part. That's the Tosfos Bigvil. Yeah, so they asked Rebbe, what's the shear, the length of the Sefer Torah? Maybe it's going to be Hekefa Ka'orkai. So he said, Bigvil is Shlisha. Shisha Tvach. One Amma, Shisha Tvach. Bekalach Bekama, any there, doesn't know. Yeah, the Marsha has a comment. Where did they get this? That it's a mitzvah min amuvcha, that it should be shisha tzvachim. So he thinks it's based on the Gemara later on, the same dapa. The Gemara says that the luchas was 6 tzvachim by 6 tzvachim. And each one of them had the thickness of 3 tzvachim. But since it was 6 by 6, it was 6 long, had to be 6 wide also, but it was 6 long, so that's why lechatchila, and Sefer Torah should be 6 tzvachim long. So our Sefer Torah is usually much taller than 6 tefachim. But the Gemara said that's a mubcher. Amidas chasid should be six, should be hakefok, or the gartla around should be the same length as the length of the sefer term. That's a hidur mitzvah. Then the Gemara says, is it possible to do that? To write a Sefer Torah on parchment, and it's going to be six tefachim tall. How tall is this? Two, three. This is a little, almost four. The Gemara is almost four. Five, six will be over here. Our Sefer Torah is usually taller than that. So, is it possible that you're going to make it six tefachim tall, and the thickness is also going to be, the gartle around and around is going to be also six tefachim? The Gemara says, one of the Amaroyim wrote 70 Sefer Torah, Avuna Kosov, Shivan Sefer Daraisa, Velo Yisrael El Achad. Only one of them turned out to be the same length was the length of the gartle, the one time going around. Hardly ever happens like that. Then the Gemara says, Avach Bayankim Kosov Chad, he wrote one Sefer Torah, and he locked in the one Sefer Torah that he wrote on the hide that he got from an eagle, from a calf. So it turned out that it was good. Very strange. Amidas Chasidus, that's hard to accomplish. Okay, clean that tomorrow. We'll continue. So again, tomorrow I have to give this shiur early. I want to start the shiur at 10 o'clock. Okay, see you tomorrow.